As Jag strode onto the Bloodfin Bridge, both Ashik and Vitor Rej snapped salutes. Jag returned them, smiled and nodded at Ashik, then offered Rej his hand. The dark-haired admiral grasped it firmly, his sharp blue eyes meeting Jag's evenly.
"Welcome aboard, Head of State. Your charge has preceded you. She is currently in our brig."
Jag nodded. It was to be expected. Vitor Rej had been Galad Pelion's protege, and while he had been apprised of the current unique situation with Tahiri, it was no surprise that he had put the prisoner somewhere he deemed safe until Jag had arrived.
"You may release her back into my custody, Admiral. Thank you for your very timely rescue. What's our status?"
"We are continuing to rescue the crew of the Pelion," Rej said. "I have prepared a damage report for you. We..."
"Sir!"
came a startled yelp. A young red-haired human, presumably Reg's aide, was pointing at the viewport.
"The pieces of the moon! They're moving!"
"Of course they're moving! They..."
Rej fell silent, staring. The pieces of Borleo weren't moving. They were being moved. Jag, Ashik, and Rej all stepped closer to the viewport, almost unaware of what they were doing. Jag watched disbelieving as an Interdictor-class cruiser used its gravity well projector to pull pieces of the shattered moon into various positions.
"That ship belongs to Lesserson, not Dala," said Ashik.
"And he's moving what's left of Borleo into a blockade," snapped Jag. "He's going to barricade himself and some others inside."
"We hid inside the moon. Now they're going to,"
Tahiri said.
"That sounds like something Dala would do."
"Not if I can help it,"
Jag said grimly.
"Admiral, you now have one target above all others. Stop that interceptor!"